Nuclear technology is complex, and though it's been around for 60 years, whoever has it demonstrates superior technological sophistication. A handful of countries do, and many others are striving to acquire it. Universities and research centers across the globe are working tirelessly to find new and improved ways of using this high-tech science. And yes, there is a certain amount of prestige that comes with nuclear power, setting a nation apart from others as far as technological might is concerned. It's touted as the clean energy source that will solve climate change issues, improve the global community's welfare, and facilitate sustained development. In the last half century, nuclear scientists have utilized the field to bring about industrial and agricultural development as well. Nuclear technology has helped generate electricity, diagnose diseases, and produce chemical compounds that help farmers protect their crops against drought and pests. And these are just some of the things nuclear technology can do. In this episode of Iran Today, we will be looking at Iran's nuclear achievements in medicine and agriculture. Nuclear medicine applies radioactive substances in the diagnosis and treatment of disease. It helps gather medical information in a safe, painless, and cost-effective way. Without performing surgery, doctors can find out what's going on inside the patient's body. The widespread clinical use of nuclear medicine began in the early 1950s, and a few years later, Iran started its efforts to acquire the technology.
عمر پزشکی هستی و کاربرد مواد رادیواکتیو برای درمان و تشخیص عمر زیادی نیست.
The terms nuclear medicine and the use of radioactive materials to treat diseases hasn't been around very long. Maybe 50 years. Of course, the research began after radioactive material was discovered. But the nuclear medicine we are using today hasn't been around for very long. Thankfully, Iran started using this science very soon after other countries. Radioactive materials have been used to diagnose and treat diseases for about 40 years in Iran. This medicine was practiced in some of Iran's oldest hospitals.
From the very beginning, Iran made a point of training expert teams in the field of nuclear medicine, and it's still doing this today.
برای تربیت پزشک متخصص در دانشگاه علوم پزشکی تهران از سال 1362 اقدام به پذیرش دستیار تخصصی کردیم.
Training students of nuclear medicine started in Tehran's Medical Science University in 1983. And in Tehran University's Nuclear Research Center, which is our main training center.
تربیت پزشک متخصص و همینطور
Here, they can get a diploma, bachelor's and master's degree, and even a PhD. Hundreds of students have been trained in nuclear medicine. We now have 130 certified nuclear physicians and the same number of nuclear medicine clinics across the country.
سی پزشک متخصص و به همین تعداد در حال حاضر ما مرکز پزشکی هسته‌ای در کشور داریم
5 6 دانشگاه هم در سطح کشور الان تربیت دانشگاه بزرگ تربیت نیروی انسانی
5 or 6 universities across the country are training students in nuclear medicine and radioactive treatment and another 10 universities are busy training backup teams like physicists, radiology and radiobiology experts, and radiotherapy and nuclear medicine technicians. This makes up a strong team of experts that are graduating at master's and PhD levels. Some universities are offering diplomas and bachelor degrees to technicians too.
Iran has 130 nuclear medicine clinics, half of which are in the capital Tehran, and the rest are spread out across the country. It also has about 130 nuclear medicine specialists. That means in Western Asia, Iran ranks number one in nuclear medicine clinics and specialists.
The process of diagnosing patients for something like thyroid problems can be done with relatively simple equipment, which can be done in any healthcare facility, whether state-owned or private. For more complicated procedures, we usually use gamma cameras to diagnose and treat diseases. For that, patients can refer to both state-owned facilities and private facilities, but only in major cities. There are more than 10 nuclear medicine clinics spread out in each of Iran's major cities, and in Tehran, we have between 20 and 25.
Tehran's Imam Khomeini Hospital is one of the facilities that diagnoses and treats diseases via nuclear medicine.
People from across the country visit Imam Khomeini Hospital's Nuclear Medicine Center in Tehran. We diagnose and treat diseases here. We have scanners that we use to diagnose problems with the heart, kidneys, thyroid glands, and bones. We also treat diseases like thyroid cancer with the radiation therapy.
Every year, around 1 million people visit nuclear medical clinics across Iran seeking treatment. Nuclear medicine uses radioactive materials to diagnose diseases. But for a country like Iran, which is coping with sanctions that get more and more intense by the day, procuring those materials is not always easy. The fact that hundreds of thousands of lives depend on this medicine has forced Iran to strive for self-sufficiency in the production of radiopharmaceuticals.
The sanctions that intensified a few years ago have made importing radiopharmaceuticals difficult. The radiotherapy specialists sat down with the importers to inform them of what they needed for their patients. Then our nuclear scientists stepped in. They started producing the medicines we need for treating thyroid and cancers related to the digestive system. Now our physicians are using domestically produced radiopharmaceuticals.
Thankfully, IAEA has recently started making new kits for diagnosing diseases. Most are produced by the IAEA itself. UBI and bombesin kits for diagnosis and certain radioactive substances used to treat diseases like yttrium chloride, samarium, lutetium, rhenium-186, rhenium-188.
If we were to try and import these medicines from abroad, which we can't do because of the sanctions, it would cost us a lot.
So far, Iran has managed to produce the radiopharmaceuticals it needs, but as far as nuclear medical equipment is concerned, it hasn't started manufacturing them itself, and it can't import them because of sanctions. The biggest problem Iran specialists have is the lack of PET scanners to perform molecular imaging procedures.
ما الان دستگاه پت اسکن تنها یک دستگاه تونستیم تا امروز وارد بکنیم.
We have only managed to import one PET scanner so far, but we have orders for 20 more. Patients are forced to travel to foreign countries to get treatment, which costs them a lot. And for a patient, traveling back and forth is so hard. Unfortunately, they don't let us import this machine because it has cyclotron particles that could be used in the production of positron emitters. Because there is a 1 in a million chance they could be used to make another radioisotopes. Politics has cast a shadow over human rights.
اولین دستگاه پتسکن در همین مؤسسه تحقیقات پزشکی هستی واقع در بیمارستان شریعتی وابسته به دانشگاه علوم پزشکی تهران نصب شده.
Iran's first PET scanner has been installed in the nuclear research center in the Shariati Hospital, presided over by Tehran University's Nuclear Medicine Department. But unfortunately, the cyclotron, which emits positrons, hasn't been activated yet. We hope we'll succeed in installing it. Other healthcare centers in Tehran are on the verge of installing PET scanners too. The Ministry of Health has made provisions for them to acquire this technology.
PET scanners are needed to help patients with life-threatening diseases like cancer. But unfortunately, though lives are on the line, politics has the last say in all this.
Fortunately, politics has trampled human rights underfoot. The American company, Varian, refuses to sell Iran machines that can be used for nothing but treating diseases. The experts know that, but they won't sell them to us. Some of our patients are now suffering because of a lack of equipment. We even paid for some of these machines, but the company bailed at the last minute, saying it had been denied a license to export to us. These are the problems we are facing.
Nuclear technology has been around for decades, but few countries have it. The outcome of this is high healthcare costs for the patient who needs them. The government is trying to ease that financial burden, though.
یک تصمیم خیلی خوبی هم که در شور دبیرخونه شورای عالی بیمه خدمات درمانی گرفته شده اون هستش که بعد از تشکیل
Health Insurance Organization has made a commendable decision. It decided that after the establishment of the Salamat Health Insurance Organization, other insurance companies will have to offer the highest coverage for things like nuclear medical treatment as well. So, with the government's support and the support people will give by paying their insurance premiums, we hope nuclear medicine will become more affordable.
گسترده‌تر و وسیع‌تر بشه تا مردم از این خدمات استفاده بیشتری بکنند.
The limitations imposed on Iran make the manufacturing of equipment difficult, but they can't stunt the production of knowledge. Iran's nuclear scientists print articles and magazines on nuclear medicine on a regular basis.
در کنار آموزش و خدمت رسانی به بیماران اقدامات پژوهشی هم
Alongside raising awareness among patients and offering them services, research is also ongoing. For the first time in 1992, Iran published its first nuclear medicine journal. At first, it was both in English and Persian, but now it's being published only in English. It has been indexed in many reputable libraries in the world.
In a conference on nuclear medicine held in South Africa in 2010, Iran was commended for publishing the most articles on the subject. In 2012, Iran hosted the 10th Asia-Oceania of Nuclear Medicine and Biology Congress.
The Asia-Oceania Conference, that is held every 3 or 4 years in one of its member states, held its 9th conference in India 4 years ago. Their members voted for Iran to host the 10th conference, which we did just recently. And despite the Western propaganda machine working against Iran, more than 100 foreign scientists and experts took part.
The Congress was one of the biggest nuclear medicine gatherings in the world. Scientists, researchers and experts from more than 30 countries, including the United States, the UK and Germany, participated. 274 articles were presented orally and more than 107 presented as posters. Nuclear science is also used in agriculture, enabling millions of farmers to grow more crops and rear healthier livestock. Crops are exposed to small doses of radiation that improve their genetic makeup. The sterile insect technique is used to reduce harmful insect populations, and scientists use isotopes to study hormones and learn more about reproduction cycles, which helps increase livestock production. 40 years ago, Iran started using nuclear agricultural science. The Nuclear Research Center for Medicine and Agriculture in the Alborz province is the most active in Iran.
The agricultural activities started in Iran in the year 1974, in Tehran's nuclear energy headquarters. The first project was a mutation study on wheat. In the year 1988, the nuclear agricultural group was removed to the research center in Karaj and was divided into four groups. Each one worked on different aspects of peaceful nuclear technology. The first group was dedicated to genetically modifying grain, the second to water, soil and plant nutrition. The third to the study of livestock and animal husbandry, and the fourth to food health, food preservation and pest control.
The center's mutation department has the longest track record.
The department that focuses on mutation and genetically modified grain is the oldest department. It started its activities by using nuclear mutation methods and biotechnology to create a greater genetic variety in various products and enhancing the good qualities of each. So far, they've worked on barley, wheat, rice, safflower, colza, soya, satsuma, and bananas. They've worked on different types of wheat, and they've made good progress. They've helped prevent wheat from prematurely falling off its stalk, and they've modified it so it grows shorter.
Another of the center's departments focuses on pest control and plant diseases. One of its achievements has been to win the battle against a worm that used to destroy 30% of Iran's pomegranates. Their most recent method is called SMT.
قسمت بعدی که این گروه کار کردن و در حقیقت جدیدترین کارشون هست استفاده از روش استریل میل تکنیک.
The most recent activities have been in the application of the sterile male technique. Male insects can be bred, exposed to radiation and made sterile, and then released. They mate with the females, and the females lay eggs, but the eggs don't hatch. This can control pest population over a period of a few years.
تخما باز نمیشن و تفریخ در حقیقت نمیشن. در نتیجه جمعیت آفت در سالهای متمادی میتونه کنترل بشه یا کاهش پیدا کنه به اندازه آسان زیان اقتصادی برسه.
The Water and Soil Department of the Nuclear Research Center for Medicine and Agriculture has made significant progress in protecting the environment.
The Water and Soil Department has managed to reduce the use of fertilizers by 30%. For strategic crops like wheat, sugar, cane and corn. It's also improving the efficiency of irrigation by utilizing stable and unstable isotopes. And its future projects involve reducing the amount of pollutants entering the environment caused by greenhouse gases.
The research center has many projects going, both inside and outside Iran. Most of its domestic projects focus on solving problems Iran's agricultural sector needs help with. They're usually issues that have defied ordinary methods and need to be taken on by nuclear agricultural experts. As for its international projects, most of them are referred to Iran's Nuclear Research Center by the International Atomic Energy Agency.
Our international projects have all been approved by the International Atomic Energy Agency in Vienna. We have joint projects with them, but those projects are also divided into three groups. Joint TC, or Technical Cooperation Projects. Joint TC, or Technical Cooperation Projects. Joint CRP, of Contract Research Proposals, or Regional Projects. Iran is very active in regional projects, and we could say it ranks first in the publishing of articles and getting projects approved.
نظری مصوب کردن پروژه و نتایجی که حاصل میشه معمولا در جایگاه بسیار خوبی قرار گرفتیم.
Sanctions have managed to make life difficult for Iran's nuclear science community, but as far as research and knowledge production are concerned, it's full speed ahead. Iranian scientists are cooperating with international organizations like the IAEA, sharing their research findings and expertise.
In the region, Iran is one of the most active and successful in this regard. The reason for that is the number of joint projects our different teams have with the IAEA in Vienna. So when you do well in one project, you can be influential in deciding on the next.
کارتون خوب باشه، نتایج خوبی داشته باشین، پروژه‌های بعدی رو میتونید معرفی کنید و براتون تصویبش بکنید.
If they cooperate with us, we can acquire the facilities we need to diagnose and treat diseases. But if they limit us, we will have to try and produce the technology we need ourselves. I'm hopeful for the future. The road we have had to take because of the sanctions hasn't been easy, and we faced many obstacles along the way. But we are in a good place today. We have the motivation to produce and manufacture what we need.